Okay, Thursday night, Shir Maseches Nedarim. Daf Beizim and Aleph in Maseches Nedarim. The Rana Shvuos Kishvuos. Tomar the Kino Yishvua Reo Kishvua. The Chayla. The Tchala is a Shvua. You have to realize, while Neder is just a statement, whatever the statement is, Dover Zeh Osir Alai, or Dover Zeh Osir Alai Kakaron, Shvua is already a thing, a shvua, an oath. And neither is a statement. Just to realize that difference, neither is just words. It's words. It's a sentence. Or this kikah should be osur on me. There's no neder as there is shvua. Shvua is a thing. It's a thing. It's in English. It's called an oath. You're under oath. It gives a certain. We'll see in a moment what it does. It gives a certain tokef to what you're saying. Neder is just words, and you have to say it a certain way with a formula. If you say, I won't eat this kikar, so it's not, you didn't make a shvua, because shvua is something specific. That's why kinui shvua kishvua, that it's a shvua. All you have to do is say the magic word shvua, and it's a shvua. I am making a shvua. That. Neder is not like that, but neder needs a certain formula to be chal. Kikuzeh osur alai, kikorban, or with hatfasa, without hatfasa. But the idea certainly is that on the heftza, right? That's when the Torah allowed your words to be chal, to be manifested. Shvua, you can do a lot of things with a shvua. You can talk about the future. You can talk about the past. You can say you will do something, you can say you won't do something, you did do something, you didn't do something. It's a thing. Okay? There's no thing is neder. Neder is just is words, is a sentence. That's chal, is a neder. Shvua, and we're told it has to be a certain formula. Shvua is a thing called shvua. I'm making a shvua. I'm affirming whatever I'm saying a certain way. I'm giving it that chomer of a shvua. Now, so kino yishvua is also kishvua. And even if you said the word shvuso, shvuka. Amar shamina from our Mishnah, you would see the shvua lo boy Hashem. The shvua does not require the shem Hashem in it. Elokim and shomar shvua. O shvusa she kinuya, which is its kinui, she kinuya. If you want to really look at the round, probably that's the nikud of this word is kinuya. It's kinui, the kinui of the word shvua. Shalo ochal kikar zeh, also la ochlo. You don't need shem Hashem. Now why should you need shem Hashem? Where'd the round come? And here there's a big machlokas, if you need Shem Hashem, if you don't need Shem Hashem, some shvuas do and some shvuas don't. Like, where does it come from, this requirement of Shem Hashem? Oh. So, really, if you... I want to get a different say. If you want to get, please, a Chamisha Chumshei Torah. Right, that's what I want to show. I want to show it. Chamisha Chumshei Torah, when it talks about Shvua, it almost invariably, it's you're hooked up with Hashem. In Yisro, in Aseres HaDibros, when it says not to make a Shvua Shav, it says, Lo Sisa Es Shem Hashem Elokech Al Hashav. And the Pasuk's talking about a Shvua. It's not the way, you know, some people, a very, very superficial understanding of this would be not to say Hashem's name in vain. Which, you're not even over this is if you say Hashem's name in vain. You're over the Aseh. of as Hashem Elokecha Tira. You don't have Yiras Hashem if you say Hashem's name in vain. But this pasuk very specifically is talking about a shvua. Everybody learns like that. Rashi, Onkelos, the Gemara, Lo Sisa Esem Hashem Elokecha Lashav means in the context of a shvua. Beryl pointed out Shvuas Hashem Tia Ben Shneihem. What? I'm talking. I want to show why there's a discussion even. Does Shvua need Shem Hashem or not? You say, well, whoever said it should. So I'm saying, well, you have to realize. I'm explaining. For the psukim that talk about a Shvua, almost always here in Kedosha. Lo sishavu b'shmi l'shoker. Lo tignov. Lo sishavu b'shmi l'shoker. V'chilalta Hashem Elokecha. Ani Hashem. So, but the pasuk links already the concept of a shvua with Shem Hashem or with Hashem. It's not like a, so you have to understand. It's not like a bracha. Say a bracha, you have to have Shem Hashem. It should be a valid bracha. That's not what we're talking about here. The bracha, you say, it needs Shem Hashem. When you talk about Shvua needs Shem Hashem or doesn't need Shem Hashem, it's not like, oh, you need a certain formula. Like you want to say a bracha, you want to say Baruch Atah Hashem, Baruch Priyates, Baruch Atah, Baruch Priyates, you say, oh, you have to say Hashem's name. Right? It's just a question of the formula, like the code to open the door. So you have to say Shem Hashem, or you're not Yotze. You didn't really make a bracha. That's Chazal instituted. They have to say Shem Hashem. We're not talking about that here. We're talking about something far more fundamental than a question of a formula, saying Shem Hashem or not saying Shem Hashem. You see, the psukim, as I said, almost invariably refer to Shem Hashem. You talk about a shvua. So what's that link? Why is there a link? What is the link? A shvua is a shvua. So the answer is, and this gets us into the very kishkas of a shvua. In Matos, the parsha of the Nedarim and Shvua, so the Sifri. I mentioned it a few weeks ago. Ma hefresh ben adorim l'shvua, ben adorim kenoider b'chayei hamelech. B'shvua kenishma b'melech atzmo. You're hooking up, we'll leave aside the adorim for now. You're hooking up with Hashem. Abba b'shem raya l'zeich l'dovar, shenemar, chay Hashem, chay Hashem.
Yeah, but when you do a neder and make something hektish, isn't that equivalent? Because you're dedicating
it has to do with Hashem in that sense, that it's you're dealing with something with a kedusha, like we saw Yesh Mila B'Konamos even. But Shvua, it says here, Shvua, the definition of Shvua, this is the Pshat and the Sifri, Bamelech Atzmo, the Lashon is, Shvua means, it's definition, is that you are affirming what you're saying with the reality of Hashem. You're saying just like Hashem, that's what it means. That's the Heftz of Shvua. Whether you say Shem Hashem or you don't, but the noun, shvua, is that you, and that's why the pasuk automatically assumes that shvua is hooking up with Hashem. Because shvua is that you're saying that this reality, I'm making a statement. I'm making a statement, it could be about the past, it could be about the future. That statement, I'm linking it up. I'm linking it Bashem, in Hashem's existence. That's why it's so chomer. You see, the Gemara says, "Olam nizdazal osisa." The aveira of a shvua sheker or shvua shav is horrible. It's terrible. It's, you see, in Pirkei Avos, shvua shav, shvua shav, shvua sheker, shvua sheker. We don't make our whole societal minhag of not making shvua is because we don't want to face the consequences of a false shvua. Like, what's so terrible? Is it lying? Because Vashek Terechag is also bad. So what's extra? Like, what does shvua make extra above you're not allowed to lie? Or Bal Yachel Devaro, which is by shvua too, that you're not allowed to violate your words. So this Sifri is the key. As I said, like, shvua means something. Neder doesn't have to mean something. Neder means a dibur that works. That's a neder. To say it even a little more sharply, a neder is a dibur that makes something awesome, or that makes something hektish. But a shvua, you start with the word shvua. It's an oath. Then you say what can be anything. I can say, making a shvua how far the moon is from the earth. I can make a shvua about something that happened yesterday. I can make a shvua about something that happened tomorrow. That's, I will eat this kikar, I won't eat this kikar. So shvua is, I'm linking what I'm saying, and this is heavy. It's as heavy as it sounds. That's why all over the Torah it's so heavy. I'm linking what I'm saying with the reality of Hashem. I'm saying that what I'm saying is as real as Hashem's existence. That's like they say, Chei Paro. If I want to make a shvua, Yosef said Chei Paro, by the life of Paro. What do you mean by the life? We all know that's a lashon shvua, right? I swear. But the idea of swearing is by the life of, and you say whatever word you want to fill in. Because that's what shvua is. I'm affirming the reality of what I'm saying. I'm linking it to the reality. I'm like calling to witness. I'm calling into play. I'm saying this is as real as Hashem is real. Theoretically, it can be anything. Theoretically, it can be anything. As Yosef said, Chei Paro, right? Chei Nafshecha. The shvua of which the Torah speaks, the quintessential shvua of which the Torah said, Lo tishavu l'shoker, is a Jew's shvua is, which a Jew only has one reality. In other words, the shvua is, you want to link the reality of what you're saying to objective reality, to the what's real. Hashem is real. That's why, according to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah to swear for emes. According to the Rambam, it's a mitzvah to say uvishmo tishaveya. Again, you have Shem Hashem. Uvishmo tishaveya. Why in the world would it ever be a mitzvah to swear in the name of Hashem? Like, Teretz is, you're making an affirmative statement. You're making an affirmation of Hashem. If something's important to me, and like I want to say, I swear, that's how real it is to me. So the Rambam holds, and the Rambam sees this in the Pasuk, Uvishmo Tishaveya, if you have the proper respect for Hashem, Hashem Elokecha Tira, Va'osol Savod, and you're an Eved Hashem, Uvishmo Tishaveya, then you have the right to use, so to speak, his existence to affirm whatever it is you want to affirm. But that's what shvua is. So that's why the Torah would naturally assume Shem Hashem, call it a chilul Hashem if you're mechalel the shvua, and so on and so forth. So the what?
This is also where the shvua can cross the line into a neder, if you say, I swear that I'm not going to eat this kefir.
It's,
I'm
it's
not
a shvua.
It's
a shvua. It's a shvua. It's not a nether. Again, shvua is a thing. It's a noun. I made a shvua. You make a nether too, but all a nether is words that say the kikar should be aser. That's all it is. Shvua has a life of its own. Shvua is something. What is it? It's an affirmation which links the reality of what you're saying to Hashem's reality. That's what it means. I'm under oath. Now, there's a natural by us Jews that exists. Now, I don't know what the goyim think an oath is. I say something and I'm lying, so I told a lie. If it's the truth, it's the truth. So I don't know what they think it means to be under oath. I'm not stam saying this, I'm under oath. Like, why is that any stronger than stam saying it? I don't know, but I know what we know, what the Torah said. Because Shvua means that I'm affirming it by the reality of Hashem. And that's heavy. That's very heavy. And if you violate that, it's like it's a chilul Hashem. That's what the pasuk says in Vayikra, Parshas Kedoshim. Lo sishavu bishmi lashoker, the lo sechalalu Hashem elokecha. It's a chilul Hashem. You're playing games with Hashem's reality, and that's why it's shayach to say it's a mitzvah to swear in Hashem's name, because you're affirming His reality. Okay.
Are there not questions about that as well? If you need that in America, it's not our chumash.
Yeah, so if someone says Chei Paro, so it's not really a shvua. I mean, it has the outer trappings of a shvua, but to us, the illegal shvua to us is only one that's Bashem. That's the chefs of a shvua. You're hooking up with the reality of Hashem. That's the only one that has legal standing. If I make a shvua Chei Paro, it's not a question, okay, say what you want, because now Paro can die, and what do I care, haha. It's not a shvua. It's not a chetz of a shvua. A shvua, the legal shvua to a Jew, in the Torah, the legal shvua is only one that hooks up with Hashem's reality. That's a shvua. So now, you start with a shayla. Do I have to say Hashem's name or not? That it's hooked up Hashem, we saw from the whole Chumash. We saw from the fact that there's a mitzvah to swear. I just realized the mitzvah saseh also assumes Hashem is there. Uvishmo tishaveya, you shall swear in the name of Hashem. And the Rambam holds that's a mitzvah saseh. So shvua is a shvua. And the truth is, the Ran's going to talk about this later. What to make of the fact that the psukim always talk about Shem Hashem. Why don't you just bring a raya from there that you have to say Shem Hashem? So I'm explaining. The psukim give us the concept of a shvua. They reveal to us the very concept of a shvua. That's for sure. Even if you don't have to say Shem Hashem in a shvua, that's just a question of whether you have to say it or not. But Shvua is Bashem. There's no question about it. That's what a Shvua is. Shvua is Hashem Tia Ben Shneya. Uvishmo Tishaveya. In the name of Hashem you should swear. Lo Sishov Uvishmi Lashoker. Lo Sisa Hashem Hashem Elokecha Lashok. So, even if you manage to work out, because you have rayas from all over Shas, that you don't have to say Hashem's name when you make a Shvua, that's taka just a formula. But the chefts of a shvua, it's like saying, it's almost extraneous. There will be Rishonim, we'll see, that say without Shem Hashem, it's yodus. It's a yad. Like the concept of yodus, it's incomplete, and we fill in the blank. Okay, I'm saying, I can see it, sad, that it's almost extraneous to say Shem Hashem. By saying the word shvua, by making a legal shvua, you're already automatically invoking Hashem. It's like, what do you have to say the word for? Like, what for? The other Rishonim hold, again, we're at the very beginning of the run. My point is, realize that the rayas back and forth by the Rishonim yes, no, yes, no. They're not arguing about the concept of a shvuah. That you have 10 psukim lined up in the Torah, the Chumash, to tell you that shvuah is hooking up with the shame of Hashem. It's a question of if you have to say it or not. Another of them, I want to, there's going to be riots from different sugyas, but the concept of saying you don't need it, borrow by me, is that it's extraneous, and the reason, and the mandiyomer that says you have to say it is because it's reflective of what shvuah is. So you want to make a shvuah, you have to say Shem Hashem, because that's indeed what it is. It's not like, but again, Shem Hashem means I'm nishba b'Hashem. The base is there. It's not like ani nishba shloach kikazu Hashem. That's not called, you said Shem Hashem in the Shvua. Saying Shem Hashem in the Shvua means you speak out on the Nishba Bashem. Which is, and now you start, you can understand why you have to tremble when you make the Shvua. You know what you're doing and saying if you swear falsely? And that's why people stopped even shying away from swearing BMS. Because maybe there's something not true there. Because you're making a very bold statement. This is as true as Hashem is true. The Yatzav and Ochal, Mekayim, Yosher, Venem, Aviyol, the whole gambit. That's the statement you're making when you make a shvua. Now, okay, we'll stop here. I have to prepare for my report.